This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, my guest is the amazing singer-songwriter Rose Cousins, whose new record out is called Natural Conclusion. Information is at rosecousins.com, and we are very happy to have her here in the studio. Hello, Rose. Welcome to JPR.
Thank you, Eric.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You are, I think, our second artist from Prince Edward Island.
Let me try.
Catherine McClellan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep, she's a good friend of mine.
A small community where you are from originally?
Yeah. I actually live in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Catherine lives in PEI still. And we come from a series of small communities. And we didn't actually meet until I was living in Halifax and I saw her play there. And we kind of just realized that we had lots of mutual friends. And it's very small.
Was it a musical place where you were from?
Prince Edward Island is known for music, you know, like lots of fiddling and that kind of thing. But I think the music in my household was driven from my mother, who's got quite an eclectic taste. And we listened to all sorts of things. We listened to Celtic music, classical music, contemporary Christian music, pop music. I feel really lucky to have been influenced by lots of different things and then kind of started to find my way. I really loved instrumental music. I loved movie scores. Mm. And that isn't surprising as I say it now, because I really like emotional music.
What was it that you heard that made you want to first pick up a guitar?
I don't know. I know when I was in my last year of high school and first year university, I was just like, I will learn to play the guitar. I think I had a friend in high school who knew how to do it, and I had him teach me a couple chords. But then I found a friend who lived in residence, my friend Sarah, and I basically stole her guitar and just kept it in my room, and she would show me a few things, and I played and played and played.
When you went off to school, did you think music was what you were going to do, or did you have other plans?
I studied kinesiology. I have a degree in kinesiology.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I think I wasn't sure. I think as I learned more about how to play the guitar more, I became more intrigued with performance and would, you know, perform little concerts like in the stairwell, or our residence hall would have like a talent show or something. And I sang with my mom and sister in church when I was really young. And I don't know. I think it was a slow burn to feeling that, like, yes, I think this is something that I want to do. But I don't think that it was a dream. I think I dreamt of something quieter at the beginning, like more solo.
Well, in 2012, your last album came out. It ended up on NPR's Best of list. It won a Juno Award. It won East Coast Music Awards, Canadian Folk Music Award. Obviously, you have done very well with your music. Was it you or was it someone else that first said, or you recognized yourself, I'm not just okay at this, I'm very good at this, and I should make music my world?
I don't think it was all of a sudden that. I think it was like, I'm going to play open mics. I'm going to get better at performing. I'm going to get it so that I can maybe stop shaking when I'm doing it.
Then are you nervous on stage?
Not so much now, but it depends on, you know, when I'm in my home crowds, I'm definitely nervous. I'm definitely nervous when I feel like I have something to prove, you know, if there's, you know, probably more nervous around other musicians than I might be in front of crowds. But it depends, like when you're setting an impression. But I think getting good at what I do has taken all the years it's taken. And I definitely have a level of confidence that I lean on, in the sense that like I kind of feel like I know what I'm doing now. But it takes a long time.
Well, let's hear what you do. Rose Cousins is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Natural Conclusion. Information is online at rosecousins.com. What are you going to play first for us?
I'm going to play the first track off my record called Chosen. Take these arms, these legs, they are broken. This love is too much. I am frozen, and I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Mm-hmm.
comes with wings, and I am flightless. Someone's carving a statue in my likeness, and I will never live up to this portrait. I'm just posing. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Sign, a photo, a map, something to go by. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to look like? I'm leaving dust, running fast like I've always done from everyone. Stepping up to no battles, no, I never win. Laces undone and I'm always falling. Dodging my own heart like a bullet full of failure and sin. I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. I am tired and worn thin from healing inflicted by my own scorn, and I am at war, and I am alone. And I take off before a horn is blown, and I hear all the doors on their hinges, and now for some reason I'm scared of all of them closing. Still, I don't know if I have what it takes to be
that is Chosen, one of the best songs of the year. It's Rose Cousins playing it live here in the JPR studios from her new record called Natural Conclusion. RoseCousins.com, a song about self-doubt. You talked just before you played it about needing to do a lot of open mics before you felt confident that you could do this. Did that factor into writing that song, or was there a different story in your head?
That's interesting to draw that line. I think there's like a taking stock that happens that I didn't maybe realize happens so many times in life, where you're like, hold on a second. I thought I had decided something, and now that decision is somehow on the table again. How is that possible? So yeah, I think it comes from an assessment of, I think playing open mics and being like, I don't know if I'm good enough to do this job. I better see if I can get better before I take the risk. And I think Chosen is definitely a thinking spot on that too.
It was almost 5 years ago that your last record came out.
It was 5 years ago.
You took a break. Why?
I didn't take a break. I tried to tour less.
Okay.
But I haven't been idle in any way. I've been making music the entire time. It just takes me longer. And I worked too hard the last time. Like, I worked myself a little bit into the ground.
Does it take you longer to write songs or to finish albums?
It takes me very little time to make an album. We Have Made a Spark in 5 days. I made Natural Conclusion in 4.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't take me long. Once I'm ready, I'm ready. but it maybe takes me a longer time to get ready. Hmm. Yeah.
How do your songs come? Do you have to sit down and deliberately work
Magic.
On them, or do ideas just pop into your head and you have to go capture them somehow?
Yeah, I think sometimes I feel like I'm the recipient, and sometimes I'm thinking about something for years or months before I come to the conclusion, and then maybe it's at the end of writing the song that I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's what I thought about that. Hmm. That's the natural conclusion of that thought. That's where that's going to end up. I'm not good at being like, today I will write a song.
It doesn't work?
Well, it doesn't work for a Rose Cousins song. Like, I have been doing more co-writing, which is making songs that don't necessarily have to be for me, which is fun. I just remove myself from it. Remove the need for me to have to sing it and perform it. I remove that from the equation, and then it opens up a whole new world.
So you were busy during all of that time, but it was almost like taking a bit of a vacation from being
vacation
out
is
as
the wrong
a road,
word to use.
Road warrior.
Yeah, just trying to, like, I didn't stop moving. I just stayed in places longer, like going to write, being somewhere for a week or 10 days and maybe even 2 weeks. It's a different expenditure of energy, where right now I'm on a tour where I'm in a different place every day. And it's more physically grueling, where you can travel and write for 10 days and kind of have some semblance of a normal life.
And when you go home, you said you go back to Halifax, mm-hmm. Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that to be your home base?
I grew up in Prince Edward Island, and I came to do the degree in kinesiology was offered at Dalhousie University in Halifax. And so
what's
that's
it called?
It's called Dalhousie University. And I went there for school, and Halifax is a small city and a big town and bigger than PEI and had more to offer. And I think I really love going home. I consistently love going home to being close to within, 3 hours of my family, and also to a city that's pace is just calm and lovely and coastal, and Nova Scotia is ridiculously beautiful. So it's just nice to go home and actually feel like I'm, in the place that knows me best, maybe.
Rose Cousins is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Natural Conclusion, produced by Joe Henry. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. Information on Rose and her music is online at rosecousins.com. Do you have another for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do a track called Freedom.
This quiet is full. This quiet is loud. And I'm sorting through what's left of us now. And I found freedom from what could have been. Freedom from the love that you give. Freedom. Well, I pride myself in letting better off and stronger alone. When I've got my freedom from choices made, and freedom from being brave. Freedom. Freedom. illusion. I should have gone right from the start, and I would have freedom from this broken heart.
That was Freedom, played live here in the JPR studios by Rose Cousins, a tune from the new record called Natural Conclusion. Is that the tune from which the album name comes, or did you have that in mind already for the name of the record?
After I finished that song, I knew that the title would be Natural Conclusion. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before the tune Joe Henry. You chose Joe Henry to produce the record. Mm-hmm. We know him quite well, both from his own records and other records that he has produced. Mm-hmm. Why Joe Henry, and how did you make that connection?
He and I were at the same festival in Edmonton, Alberta in 2012. So I had my new record. I was touring it. And he had just produced four tracks on Bonnie Raitt's Slipstream, those were my favorite four tracks.
It's not a bad record.
Great record. And yeah. Those were my band and I were talking about how those were our favorite tracks. And she was performing there and he was performing there. So we went and saw him do his solo set and met him after. And he was so lovely, he came to see us play, and then we all ended up in the hotel bar at the end of the festival, and just serendipitously, in wonderful conversations, we were just kind of grilling him about what it was like to work with, you know, Solomon Burke, and he was just so generous. He's such an incredibly generous spirit, and he reached out to me after. It's amazing to me that he would have gone to my website to find my email, to send me an email to say how lovely it was to meet myself and my band. Like, he's just like a unicorn. You know, when you think someone with his notoriety, like what is it to him to seek, you know, but the connections that he makes are really special, and I feel extremely lucky. So we just kept in touch over these last 5 years, and we would have coffee every time I was in LA and have just wonderful non-specific musical conversations. And I think just over the years, kind of maybe we were secretly sussing each other out. And when I was kind of looking at the gathering of songs that I had, I was like, Joe cares about poetry and he cares about melody and he cares about me. Mm. And I feel like if there's somebody who can understand the hard to understand parts of my music, it's Joe. Mm. And his musical aesthetic, as you know, is beautiful and spacious and makes room for the song. And that's, I feel like the treatment of these songs is exactly as they should be.
Hmm. There's always a push-pull, right? When you choose a producer, especially one that has the kind of portfolio that a guy like Joe Henry does, that the hand could be heavy, could be light. But you seem to come into this entire process with a very clear idea of how you wanted your songs to get created in the studio. You brought very little other than sketches and had really cool people start to play, and the songs manifested themselves in real time.
Well, Joe and I were very deliberate about the personnel, and I feel that way. You know, I'm on almost day 50 of a 60-day tour, and I've put probably the most time into choosing the characters who would play with me. Mm. And because that's what's going to make the thing, that makes the impression. And that's what we brought people who were very important to us into the studio because we knew that they would contribute what they needed. And that's because they're all intuitive players, very highly skilled in various levels of training, but like good listeners and good at being a part of a live conversation that's actually also being recorded.
Did any of them go in directions that you had not anticipated?
There were several moments where Joe and I were, I was just like, this thing I'm not sure of. And he's like, it's okay that you're not sure of it, but let's listen before we, you know what I mean? Like, and I went into the process knowing that I really wanted to be open. The beautiful thing about it is that he didn't ask for any arrangement changes. I love everything that is and isn't on them. And I think that's actually a huge testament to the players, where because the conversation is live, everyone's making room for each other in that. And so I think that the sounds that are on there are these other beautiful voices that really support the songs. Mm. Yeah.
Well, one thing that is on the record that we are not hearing here in the studio is the other half of your creative brain, which is the piano side.
Yeah.
When you sit down at a piano, do you write a different kind of song?
I think I do. I've had several people in this, you know, iteration saying that I sing differently at the piano.
You sing differently?
Well, I think the piano to me is more of a fluid instrument. It was my first instrument. And I have a very deep connection with it. And so there's more room for, fluid is what comes to mind. Whereas if I'm playing a rhythm on the guitar, it is that rhythm. Mm. Whereas the piano can kind of like move in and out of rhythm. Maybe, I don't know if that didn't make sense. I have no musical training. This is go by feel, you know?
When you're out on tour, are you generally looking for venues that provide access to a piano?
So we've actually been pretty lucky. Yeah, we've had lots of really actually nice pianos. Mm. It's nice. It looks nice. It's nice to play a real piano.
Yeah.
But I don't mind playing the keyboard either. It gets me a little bit closer to the band.
Well, we certainly don't mind the guitar songs either. They're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Rose Cousins is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Natural Conclusion, and information is at rosecousins.com. Will you play one more to wrap up?
My friend, it seems we have come to an end. My friend, we've been down this road and around its bend. Stabbed in the back with my own knife is just about all I can take. To trust was my mistake, my friend, my friend.
A short one, a sweet one, and a beautiful one. My friend, it's Rose Cousins live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Natural Conclusion. RoseCousins.com is the place to go to learn all about her music. Rose, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
You too, Eric. Thank you for having me.